Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, the woman's daughter is in serious trouble, isn't she? And this is no Hollywood make-believe horror movie. The little girl is truly oppressed and possessed by demons. It doesn't get much worse than that, does it? I mean, really, what would you do if your child was constantly attacked and oppressed by the demonic? I'll tell you what you'd do. You'd be in panic mode 24/7, 365. You'd go to every doctor and psychiatrist you could find. And when they couldn't help, then what would you do? Well, I pray that you'd go looking for Jesus ASAP. You'd drop everything. All of a sudden, your life would then truly be put into perspective about finally what matters the most. And so off mother goes, frantically, to Jesus. Or should I say, faithfully to Jesus. Tracks him down. She depends on him. She trusts only in him. Why? Well, this non-Israelite Syrophoenician mother knows who Jesus is, and she knows precisely why he is on the earth. She cries out so that Jesus can hear her. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, not Mr., not Sir. Lord is the God word. Son of David. She also believes that Jesus is the promised son of King David, whose kingdom reign would messianically and saviorly last forever. So faith is dependent. Faith prays. Have mercy on me. That's faith, the highest worship of Jesus that there is. But then the strangest of all things happens. Check it out. Jesus doesn't say a word to her. Really? Really? I mean, it's like the woman doesn't even exist, let alone her demon-possessed daughter. He just flat out ignores her. He's tight-lipped, like a clam, mouth zippered. Not one word from his mouth. Well, shouldn't we call the district president? Shouldn't we have a special voters meeting? I mean, if Jesus treated you this way, what would you do? Well, I know what I would do. I'd give him the middle finger, and I'd stomp off, and I'd tweet, and I'd Twitter, and I'd Facebook everyone to proclaim just how horrible this pastor named Jesus is. Wouldn't you? I know you would. And how uncomfortable and how awkward it is for his disciples, too. I mean, their preacher says nothing to this woman. His silence is so harsh. By not speaking, Jesus humiliates them. Doesn't he see this woman's deep distress? Why won't he say something to her? I mean, you can't say, like Tiger Woods, that he doesn't have his A game that day. I mean, that's no excuse. So has he forgotten who he is? And so the disciples decide to save face for Jesus, rescue him from this situation. After all, her crying out after them is downright uncomfortable for them as well. So they say to Jesus, you know, if you won't say something to her, then you might as well send her on her way. With your deafening silence, Jesus, the best that we can do is to tell her empathetically, you know, oh, you know, he cares for you. Oh, we know that he acts like he doesn't, but we do. Now, honey, you poor, poor thing. Yeah, better be on your way. We'll talk to you later. And then all of a sudden, the bottom drops out when Jesus finally speaks up. If you thought his silence was deadly devastating, then get a load of what he says when he finally opens his mouth and speaks to the woman. He declares, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. In other words, look here, honey. I'm here only for the Israelites. You're not an Israelite. You're Syrophoenician. Nothing like getting what appears to be a big fat no to her worship, to her faith, that is, to her request for help. Well, that would be it for me. Never again would I look to this Jesus for anything. First, he ignores me with his silence, and then he gives me the roundabout no. Well, I'll tell you, there'd be no more Jesus for me then. How about you? You want to join me in walking right out that door? Of course you would. But not Syrophoenician mom. Incredibly, she still gives Jesus the highest of worship, faith. Despite the silent treatment and a flat-out no, she still looks to him for all of her good, for all of her help. Undaunted she is. Persevering she is. She still banks her life and her daughter's on him. And so she bellies right up. No, she kneels before him. And then comes another with all boldness and confidence prayer. Lord, help me. What does Jesus say? It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. In other words, look here, honey. Don't you remember that I just told you I'm here for the lost sheep of Israel? You're a little Gentile dog. Have you ever heard anything so brutal from the Lord Jesus? Someone called the Human Rights Commission. Let the protests and the marches and the indictments begin. Have you finally had enough of this, Jesus? Good grief. You can't get any more vicious than being called a dog. Talk about being dissed. I mean, really, folks, it's time for us all to hightail it out of here, wouldn't you say? It's time for us to give up on this Jesus and never have anything to do with him again. After all, wouldn't such words totally wipe you out too? But not Syrophoenician mother. Yes, Lord, she says. Yes, Lord. There she goes again. That's the third time that she's addressed him as Lord. In other words, Jesus is God and Savior for her. And incredibly, she agrees with him. Oh, you're absolutely right, Jesus. I am a Gentile dog. But I know that there's enough of you as Savior to go around, even to us non-Israelites, including my daughter and me. Even if it's just the crumbs of your Savioring that fall from your salvation banquet table. Did you note what she just did? It's absolutely brilliant. It's what faith does. She catches him in his words. She captures him in his words. And he can't back out of his words. Nor does he want to. And that's when Jesus declares, "Woman, great is your faith, and your request is granted at this very moment." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Brothers and sisters, the silent treatment, the apparent no, and the reminder that she was a non-Israelite Gentile canine did not deter her. Jesus stretched and stretched her faith to the breaking point, but she would not let go. Her faith was great because the object of her faith was great, Jesus. Fully and only Jesus, regardless of his silence and regardless of his harsh words. Great Jesus, great faith. Jesus was totally for her, just as he is for you and me. We too are Gentile dogs. We too have been given the crumbs of salvation that fall from the Master's table. The crumbs from his table today are his body and blood, given and shed for you and me for the forgiveness of our sins. And there are those words of promise elsewhere in the Bible, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Those are his words too, crumbs that come from his table. He won't back out of those words, and nor does he want to. You can take him captive in those words. All of his being Lord for you today are given to you through his words and the crumbs that fall from his table. With his Good Friday body and blood in you, with his most holy divine name tattooed on you in holy baptism, with the promise that all is forgiven and that Satan nor his demons have no power over you, you then are enlivened for all of this life, whatever he has given you to do in your various vocations. And he has also enlivened you for eternal life and the resurrection of the body on the last day. I beg you, hold Jesus to his words, catch him with his words, and then great is your faith. Great, all because of Jesus, who died and rose for you, for your salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Apostles' Creed.